evening on this Halloween night. It's time for In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, and we'll be joined a little bit later in the program by Andrew Dumas, a senior linebacker on the Bearcat football team. And Rich, coming off a bye week, I think looking back through the years, last time I can remember a bye within the regular season had to be like maybe in the early 2000s or so. It's been a long time since you've had this.
Yeah, I can just attest to it from my perspective. I got back in 2004, and we've never had a bye during the regular season. So it's a little bit uncharted territory, but felt like we made the most of our week.
How do you address going into a bye like this? Again, with kind of the way the schedule changed a little bit this year and everything, overall, just what are some things you try to do during this time?
Well, I think a little bit of it depends on when it is and, you know, what the status of your team is. And again, for me, I had no experience with it other than when we were in the playoffs. But as we, you know, assessed where the team was health-wise, it couldn't have come at a better time. We had a lot of guys banged up accumulatively over the season. And, you know, so what we tried to do is we just tried to focus on some fundamentals. We did a lot of non-contact stuff and then really focused in on our young guys, our twos, our threes, our fours, and had regular types of practices with them while still trying to rest up our starters and get them back to healthy so that we could turn around and have a solid week of practice this week.
Yeah, again, it's just kind of unusual to get a bye the way the MIAA schedule's been through the years. And I guess probably better to have a bye maybe this point in the season than maybe early in the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a huge advantage to have a bye later on in the season versus like anywhere from week one through week four, because you really haven't, you know, built up the injuries and things like that. So it can be to an advantage. We have to utilize it.
And again, Northwest Missouri State coming off that bye, looking at Northeastern State this upcoming week. And we'll talk a little bit more about Northeastern State a little bit later in the show, but we'll be coming back after this break here, and we'll bring in Andrew Dumas with us, linebacker for the Bearcats, on the and talk about a lot of different things with Andrew. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the In the Trenches program with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And as I mentioned just a little bit earlier, we have Andrew Dumas with us, a linebacker for the Bearcat football team. And Andrew, great to have you with us on the show.
Yeah, great to be here.
You know, and we were talking with Rich a little bit earlier about having a bye week, and kind of unusual during the regular season to get that bye, at least the way the MIAA has been set up the last decade or a couple decades anyway. But from your standpoint, how did the bye come at a good time for you?
Well, it was new for me, too. I mean, I've never had it. I've never even seen the possibility of, like, a week off, but it was nice to hear and to see how he had set it up for everybody, and it was a really good learning experience for the younger guys. That was a big focus for us, and getting our bodies back, ready to finish out the season and stuff like that, but it was really nice to see that the focus was on them, and it was like a mid-season kind of spring ball for them.
Now, let's talk about something else here. And Rich, this is something that I've always been impressed with the football teams being able to do, using the team and the helmets and different things for some good causes. And this week, I understand there's going to be a decal or a sticker on the helmets with 988 on it, raising awareness for mental health services.
Sure.
And just kind of talk about what went into that.
You know, it was really Dr. Tyler Tapps was the catalyst to that. You know, he runs the Wellness Services Center over on campus, and he had reached out to me a couple weeks ago and asked if I would be willing to, you know, have it placed on the helmets. And, you know, in the last 3 to 4 years, there's been such a an education on mental health, you know, with everybody, not just student athletes, but obviously in the arena that I work in, it focuses on student athletes. And you know, we're constantly telling these guys, you know, if you're injured, take care of your bodies. But, you know, I think sometimes when it comes to the mind and it comes to your mental health, there's still a stigma attached to it. So we've worked hard over the last 2 years to try and educate our players and make them more comfortable with that process. And so it's just an opportunity to create more awareness.
And when you talk about creating awareness, not only with this, but through the years, you've used your program to kind of highlight different things by using your uniforms, maybe a special decal on the helmets, mm-hmm. and things to, because a football program is a high profile program. I think you've done a lot of good with things like that.
You know, you try to. You know, there's opportunities when you have a platform to be able to give back and, you know, to support things that are important, not just to, you know, football players, but to our community and to everybody. And so anytime we get an opportunity to do that, we're more than welcome.
And Andrew, I know this is a special cause for you as well. This year, serving as, I believe, an intern with the mental health services on campus. Just kind of talk about what this means to you this week.
Yeah, it's a big thing for me. Coming in my last semester, I've lived in the same home for the past like 4 years. And my landlord is actually Judy, and she works at the Wellness Center. So I talked to her, and she set up a little internship for me, and I've been in there, and I've gotten to know all the staff members, nurses, every part of it. I've seen the ins and outs and how much they care about people, how much they care about mental health as well. It's like I said in the kind of the paragraph that I put in the post, it's not just about kind of how you feel, like as far as physical, it's mental as well. And I've seen it so many times throughout the semester, and it's just a great part to be a great way to be a part of it.
I would imagine this has been a pretty influential semester for you to be able to kind of see this side of things a bit.
Yeah, it's been a good last ride, I'll tell you that.
Now, earlier this year, it was announced you were semifinals for the Campbell Trophy, again going to premier scholar athletes in football, and being a chemistry major, and you've graduated with chemistry, and it looks like, if I understand right, looking to move on after Northwest Missouri State, and anesthesiology is an area that's of interest to you.
I applied to UMKC this year. Sadly, I didn't get in this time, but I will apply again, and there's multiple schools that have the same program that I'm looking for, and that's my goal. That's the career path that I like. I've shadowed anesthesiologists before, and I feel like the assistant role is the best one for me.
And as far as your master's, right now you're working on, just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, right now I'm a master's MBA, basically, and I've got to see the flip side, the non-chemistry side of life for once, and it's really nice to have a break from it, but I just know deep down in my heart that the medical route is more me, if it makes sense, yeah.
And being a chemistry major, what were some of the things that really attracted you to chemistry and the medical profession here?
Well, my dad is the biggest part of it. He has always been a part of, he's been an orthopedic technician for his whole life, basically, and I've seen a whole lot by going to the hospital with him and all of that about how much science can help people. It's not just a boring class in high school. Like once you get past that and you realize the implications in real life, it's really fascinating to see how it can make somebody's day better. It can help them out at tough times. It's a whole lot that goes into it, and to be able to be a part of it and give that to people, That's the best part of it.
And how important has this semester been for you, too? Again, look, you're looking at the medical side of things, but also seeing the mental side of things with your work with the Wellness Center here this year.
You said, how has this semester been?
Yeah, and I'm kind of bringing everything together for you, I've met.
Oh, yeah. It's my first real experience other than shadowing. I've done that before, so I've seen people do it, but this is the first time that I've been able to do it. I've been getting vitals on people. I've been talking to them. I mean, I've seen the ins and outs on how people work, and they kind of involve me when I've been doing tests and stuff like that. So it's really cool. It's really cool to finally be able to be what I want to turn out to be.
Rich, just talk a little bit about Andrew as well and what he's really meant for your program. He's been a special player really since he's put on the pads at Northwest.
Absolutely. He's such a phenomenal kid, and just listen to him talk. It was nice for me to just kind of sit back because I get to see it every day, and just the quality individual he is. He does everything right. He does everything that would personify somebody that is would be emblematic of what's in our program, and his attention to detail, he's so intrinsically motivated. He's never had a bad day. He works his tail off in everything he does, and it shows up in the classroom. It shows up on the football field. He's a tremendous leader, a tremendous teammate, and I think the most satisfying thing to me in coaching, and has been for 30 plus years, is to hopefully feel like you played a little bit of role in that transformation, and to watch those guys take some of those skill sets and apply them to the rest of their lives is man, it's truly rewarding.
He comes to Northwest out of Olathe Northwest, and when you were recruiting Andrew, what really stood out to you from that point?
He had a big personality from the day that he got here. I mean, he was never one of those quiet guys in the corner. I mean, he had a personality, and in his smile, that was the other thing that always I just remember the first time I met him. He flashed a big smile, and he's always intense and flew around, and he's a funny guy. He can joke around a little bit, so he and I have always gotten along really, really well.
And then, of course, on the football field, it's just fun to watch what Andrew does out there.
Yeah, it is, and he had a little bit of an interesting journey. I hope you don't mind me sharing, but I know he's real close with his mom, and your family moved. I mean, so when he graduated from high school, they moved to North Carolina, correct?
Yep.
And so to watch the interactions with he and his mom, when she gets opportunities to come back to campus is something really special. Why don't you share with them, you went on a little trip not too long ago, didn't you?
Yeah. I try to go up there every break that I can get and kind of see them as much as I can. And we went up there, when was it? It was around spring break time. That was the last time that I was up there. But every time that I get the chance to go see them, I want to see them. And they're actually moving back. And that's
oh, aren't they really?
Yeah, they are.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they left when I got to college, and now they're coming back when I finish college. So, yeah, they just got a house. We're moving down to Kearney, Missouri, so it's pretty close.
Cool.
Yeah. They'll be back by December. I'm planning to stay with them once I get out of college, so it's a dream come true for me. They left during the hard part and got back. It hypes me up. It hypes me up for the future of my life, just to have them close to me.
Hey, let's just kind of talk about your journey on the field. We'll talk a little bit about the way things have gone for you off the field your future, what things look right now. But just your experience on the field, what are some of the main things that you think of during your time at Northwest?
Oh, there's a lot. There really is a lot. I think the biggest thing for me is, we had the COVID year. 2020 and 2019, I was just fresh year, so I didn't really do anything. But 21, that was my first college football season, in my mind at least. That's how I think of it. And just to see the culture flourish and the people in the town support it and everything go right, in a sense, as far as nothing postponing a season. Again, my mind was on the COVID and all that. So we finally got to roll, and I felt like my life was finally going, and I was able to just continue to learn from them. And then moving on to 22, it was my first time stepping on the field as a starter. So it was a whole new learning curve there, and I think that's the gaps from each year is always something new. Like 21, college football, 22 college starter, 23 college captain. So this is the first year that I've come back and I've known what to do and not had to learn something fresh, I guess, in a sense. But I enjoyed every step of it. That's probably the biggest thing for me, is I always had something new to learn.
You know, the one of the thing when I think about your career is the one thing that stands out to me early on was that game down at Edmond, Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma. It's kind of like, that was like kind of like you're welcome to college football down there. You had such a good game in there, and you've been haven't looked back since then.
Well, I'll tell you, that's probably the most tired I've been in my college career. I was starting on all four special teams for the first quarter or first half, I should say, and then after that, I was like, I gotta get some on kickoff at least. But yeah, it was a challenging game, and I'll tell you, there was a lot of adversity there, and it was a lot to overcome. But we learned from it, and I learned from it personally. I learned that you gotta work hard. You can never take breaks. Everything that you're given is what you gotta make of it, and stuff like that. So yeah, it was more of a learning experience more than anything about the challenges of loss as well. That was my first loss as a starter, so it was a good learning experience.
As far as talk about developing into the leader that you become on this team, just what are some of the main things you're trying to impart on some of the younger players right now?
Oh, probably the biggest one for me is you got to go out there and play like this will never happen again. And a lot of the younger guys, especially the freshmen coming in and stuff like that, they don't see that this stuff passes by quickly, and they don't see that once you get on the team and once you get traveling, you got to make the most of it, or it'll pass you by, and you will miss opportunities to do what you want as far as your college career, whatever that may be. I mean, some people, they look for that starter position, and I hope they all do, but some people are just happy to be on the team. But either way, I don't want anybody to have regrets. And I try and tell them every day, like, play hard, go hard, lead as much as you can. Like, you have to go through this whole experience knowing that it will end someday, and you got to make the most of it.
As far as starting out, you talked about that COVID year and everything. How tough was that? I mean, everybody had to adjust to that. That was something that nobody's experienced at all. But coming in as a freshman and trying to go through all that, how tough was that for not only you but a lot of your teammates coming in?
It was really tough because it was time apart. We didn't have a spring, so it was a lot of growing for my class specifically. We didn't have a lot of time to grow together. We were off on our own. We had to send workout videos in so they knew that we were doing something at least. The little plus side was I was back home, so I went to North Carolina to see them. But it was really tough coming back and having that learning curve finally hit you and it being right into the season. But I think we did a pretty good job. I mean, we had a lot of returners. A lot of people stayed back and finished out their career. They didn't want to move on yet. So it was good that we had them to learn from.
Yeah, and Rich, that was really something that everybody had to kind of adjust on the fly at that period of time.
Yeah, we were in uncharted territory for everyone, and you know, it was added to. It was made a little more interesting just by the fact that you know, Todd come in as a new offensive coordinator, and he didn't get a spring, and you know, we had to kind of hit the ground running. But you know, like Andrew said, we had enough leadership on that team where we had a lot of guys that were, you know, made the commitment to come back and finish the thing out right, and ended up having a good year.
And Andrew, as you look at your career at Northwest, if we talk a little bit about the Central Oklahoma game, what are some of the other things that really have stood out to you here?
I would say the town more than anything. I know it's not really talking about my football career, but a lot of people around here care about us, and it means a lot, and it's something that I wasn't used to in high school, and I never knew could even happen. But, I mean, a lot of people around this town will come up to me, and while I play pool at the bar sometimes, so they'll come up to me and like, hey, how are you guys doing? Like, what do you guys got going on? And I'll tell them, yeah, I'm waking up tomorrow at 5 a.m. And they'll be like, oh, gosh. But it's really nice to have a connection with people through, your job technically right now. It's good to know that you mean something to people around you. And I think that's the best thing that my career has shown me, is that if you put in the work, people recognize that.
You know, and Rich might talk about this as well, but when you look at players like Andrew, and you've got a number of players that aren't just taking easy classes coming through, and football is like having a full-time job on top of your classwork here, but a chemistry major and things. I imagine it's just special to see a player like Andrew really thrive in the classroom as well as what he's done on the field.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We have a ton of kids that are in very challenging majors, and I just think it speaks to, you know, what athletics can do for you in terms of time management and having to prioritize and do things and be good at multiple things, because I think those lessons are going to serve them well in the real world.
And Andrew just kind of talked about trying to balance that, because again, like I said, the class load that you're taking it's not easy, no doubt about that, and to be able to balance that with what you do on the football field.
It's a lot of self-motivation, I'll tell you that, but they, especially your freshman year, you learn a lot of how to self-regulate and to keep a schedule. I mean, from waking up to go work out with Joe Q in the morning to being at meetings to being at practice, you learn that if you slack off, there's consequences, and the same carries over into the classrooms. You just don't have a coach yelling at you or a weights coach yelling at you. You just suffer in grades-wise. But if you want to make it happen, you can happen, and you can make it happen, and that's how I ran my life. And just as soon as I got out of practice, I knew it's time to put in my 3 hours at the library, and then I can go home and rest. And I knew that once the semester's over, I'll have time to recover. It's just, you gotta go through the ring of fire, I guess.
And is that some of what, being one of the captains on the team too, that you try to impart on the younger players coming through, not only from the football side of things, but how to adjust to the academic side as well?
Yeah. I've had a lot of people come up to me and ask about my major and how I do, kind of the last question, how I balance it and stuff like that. And I kind of try and point them in the best direction I can, but it's so personal with me, and that's why it's kind of easier for me. And I hate like telling people like do this and do that, because everybody's got their own plan in life, and they have to know themselves, and that's the biggest thing. And I'd tell anybody when they came up to me, is like, you got to know what you like to do, how much you need to study, what you need to focus on. And that's the biggest thing that I'd tell younger people when it came to balancing life and football and school and all that.
You know, by the way, that's when he's not working here at A&G. How many years have you worked here?
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work here. Yeah.
Amanda, so you've got full-time job with football, essentially, then full-time with classes, and full-time here. That's quite a load, and to be able to thrive like that is something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does it all with a smile.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I love it. I've loved working here for 4 years. It's been awesome. I've met so many people, too.
Yeah, it's a great way just to meet the people in the community this way, too.
Oh, yeah. Pays good, too.
All right, now you look toward the rest of the season, three games left, and maybe just touch a little bit about what this upcoming game means to you with this kind of the emphasis on 9-8-8, trying to make a statement with that as well. What are some of the things that this means to you to be able to represent Northwest Missouri State and also such a good cause this weekend?
Yeah, our biggest job is to go out there and show everybody that we are still Northwest, and we know what it means to do things the right way. And I think with the sticker on the back of the helmet and healthcare in mind and all of that stuff, it just adds into what we got to do. We got to go out there and show people that we still are able to do our job. And that's the biggest thing for me, is finishing out the season, doing our job, not giving up any time that you can do your job. Just go out there and do your best you can.
All right, well, Andrew, I'll let you go here, and I know you got another commitment coming up right after this, but it's always great to talk to you, and be really looking forward to watching you play the rest of the season here. So,
Thank you.
Great job, Andrew.
Andrew Dumas with us here on in the Trenches program, linebacker for the Bearcats. We'll be back and talk more with Rich Wright right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, back on the field this week after that bye week, Northeastern State comes to town. And their team with only two wins this season, but you look at their record, some of the scores in their season, they legitimately should have three more wins the way the things have turned out.
Yeah, they played a barn burner with UCO. They had a barn burner with Missouri Western. Both those games we've watched all week this week. They've really changed in terms of what they put on the field. They've got some good skill kids on offense, and defensively they're playing a lot better. So, we're going to have to go out just like every week in the MIAA, and we're going to have to play well.
New head coach in Darren Cheverini there. What's been the biggest changes he's had to coming in?
They've had a huge influx of transfer kids. He was a junior college coach out in California, and so they've brought in a ton of transfers. Obviously, offensive and defensive system are different than what the previous regime was as well. So, they love to run trick plays. So we're gonna have to have our eyes in the right places on defense for the game. We just can't give up explosive scores, and that's going to be really key.
It looks like one of the keys for them this season. They've just had some costly turnovers at key points.
Yeah, I know that song and dance too. So, the two biggest things that we talked about all week at the complex was, number one, don't turn the ball over, and number two, don't give up explosive scores. And if we can do those two things, then I'd like our chances, but we got to go out and execute. And we've got to be able to block out the weather. It doesn't sound like the weather forecast is going to be accommodating. It's going to rain all day. We've been really blessed this year. We got talking about it the other day. We haven't even practiced in the rain yet this year. There was the only time we've had storms here in Maryville is when it's been thunder and lightning, and we've had to go inside anyway. And usually at this point, we practice four or five times in the rain and, don't think much of it. But, that's going to be a key. And so anytime, the weather gets inclement, you got to be able to run the ball a little bit. And so that'll be the challenge.
Yeah, well, you talk about weather. I think the only thing you had to deal with this year, it's maybe a little wind from time to time, but that's about it.
Yeah, wind and heat. Those would be the only two things. Southern and UCO are pretty hot. But other than that, no.
And again, a whole matchup there. Again, we talked about the 988 special sticker there. So, just doing something good for the community here on Saturday.
Yeah, like I said earlier, anytime you get an opportunity to create awareness about an issue that's important, not just to our football program, but to people in general, we try and support that any way we can.
All right. Well, Rich, as always, good to have you with us here on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, coming up on Saturday. It's a 1:30 kickoff. We'll have the broadcast on KXCV KRNW beginning at 12:30 with Bearcat game day again, Northwest and Northeastern State this Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Stadium. For Andrew Dumas, a linebacker for the Bearcat football team, and Rich Wright, I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.